Now the object of refuge is threefold, i.e. the triple gem, or three jewels. One goes for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. What, then, do these three things mean? We can understand in a general way what the going for refuge means, can understand what this giving or committing oneself to the highest means, but what does it mean to go for refuge to the Buddha specifically, or to the Dharma or the Sangha specifically? The Buddha is an enlightened human being. He is not God, nor an avatar or messenger of God. He is a human being who, by his own efforts, has reached the summit of human perfection. He has gained the ineffable state which we designate enlightenment, nirvana, or Buddhahood. He is indeed not only a Buddha, but a Samyak Sambuddha, a fully and perfectly enlightened one. When we go for refuge to the Buddha, we go for refuge to the Buddha in this sense. Not that we just admire him from a distance. We admire him indeed, and certainly he is very distant at present. But great as the gap between the Buddha and ourselves may be, that gap can be closed. We can close it by following the path, by practicing the Dharma. We too can become as the Buddha. We too can become enlightened. That is the great message of Buddhism. Each and every human being who makes the effort, who follows the Eightfold Aryan path to enlightenment, can become even as the Buddha became. When therefore we go for refuge to the Buddha, we go for refuge to him as the living embodiment of a spiritual ideal, which is a spiritual ideal for us, i.e. a spiritual ideal that we can actually realize. When we go for refuge to the Buddha, it is as though we say, that is what I want to be. That is what I want to attain. I want to be enlightened. I want to develop the fullness of wisdom, the fullness of compassion. Going for refuge to the Buddha means taking the Buddha, taking Buddhahood as our personal spiritual ideal, or as something we ourselves can achieve. The Dharma is the path or way. It is the path of what I have sometimes called the higher evolution of man, a stage of purely spiritual development above and beyond ordinary biological evolution. As path, the Dharma exists in a number of different formulations. We speak of the threefold path of morality, sila, meditation, samadhi, and wisdom, prajna, as well as the path of the six perfections, paramita, of giving, dana, morality, sila, patience and forbearance, kshanti, vigor, or virya, higher consciousness, samadhi, and wisdom, prajna, the path of the bodhisattva. Thus, there are many different formulations. But although the formulations are many, the basic principle of the path is one and the same. The path is essentially the path of the higher evolution. It is whatever helps us to develop. The Dharma, or the path, is not to be identified with this or that particular teaching. According to the Buddha's own expressed declaration, the Dharma is whatever contributes to the spiritual development of the individual. When his maternal aunt and foster mother, Mahaprajapati, the Gotamit, asked him for a criterion by means of which he could distinguish between what was his Dharma Vinaya and what was not, he replied, "Of whatsoever teachings, Gotamit, thou canst assure thyself thus, these doctrines conduce to passions, not to dispassion, to bondage, not to detachment, to increase of worldly gains, not to decrease of them, to covetousness, not to frugality, to discontent, and not content, to company, not solitude, to sluggishness, not energy, to delight in evil, not to delight in good. Of such teachings thou mayest with certainty affirm, Gotamid. This is not the Dharma, this is not the Vinaya, this is not the Master's message. But of whatsoever teachings thou canst assure thyself that they are the opposite of these things that I have told you, of such teachings thou mayest with certainty affirm, this is the Dharma, this is the Vinaya, this is the Master's message. Such is the criterion. When we go for refuge to the Dharma, we therefore commit ourselves to the path of the higher evolution. We commit ourselves to whatever helps us develop spiritually, to whatever helps us to grow into enlightenment, into Buddhahood. Sangha means spiritual community. Primarily, this is the community of all those who are spiritually more advanced than we are, the great bodhisattvas, the arahants, the stream entrants, and so on. Together, they form the Arya Sangha, or the spiritual community in the highest sense. Secondarily, it is the community of all Buddhists, i.e. all those who go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. In the case of the Arya Sangha, going for refuge to the Sangha means opening ourselves to the spiritual influence of the sublime beings of whom it consists. It means learning from them, being inspired by them, reverencing them. In the case of the Sangha in the more ordinary sense, that of the community of all Buddhists, it means enjoying spiritual fellowship with one another and helping one another on the path. Sometimes you may not need a highly advanced bodhisattva to help you. All you need is an ordinary human being who is a little more developed spiritually than you are, or even just a little bit more sensible. Only too often, people are on the lookout for a great, highly developed, preferably God-incarnate guru. But that is not what they really need, even if such a person was available. What they need is a helping hand where they are now, i.e. on the particular stage of the path which at present they occupy. And this, an ordinary fellow Buddhist, can generally give. This, then, is what it means to go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, specifically. And it is this threefold going for refuge, in the way that I have described, that makes one a Buddhist. Going for refuge is, therefore, of crucial importance in the Buddhist life. But having said that, one must sound a note of regret. Unfortunately, the going for refuge, despite its crucial importance, is often undervalued in the Buddhist countries of Asia. I shall have something to say about this in a minute. In our own new Buddhist movement, it is certainly not undervalued. Some people might think we overvalue it, but I would say that that is not possible. You cannot overvalue the going for refuge, because the going for refuge is the basis of everything else. When in the FWBO or TBMSG we emphasize the importance of the going for refuge, we're trying to get back to the way things were in the Buddha's own time. We're trying to restore the original significance and value of the going for refuge.